You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
High noon in the District of Columbia. A little bit of contract news across the NFL. Kyren Williams, really talented young running back, just got a 3-year
Rams
contract extension with the Rams, including $23 million guaranteed. So my guess is 2 years for 23. But Kyren can play, man. He's going to get a lot of carries, too. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley, and we're basically asking a simple question, man. Where you at on the Terry McLaurin situation? You think this thing is going to get done? Let's hear from our guy, Jupe. What up, Jupe? How you feeling about Terry?
D-Miss, JT, how you guys feeling?
What up, man?
Hey, listen, man, I've been saying this. I call it the trash area. Of all the trash area, me debating, arguing, and defending my team against fans of other teams, never thought I had to do that against my fellow team members. With that being said, the disrespect on both sides needs to stop. Both Terry and AP are valuable to this team. Let's get to the point now. I'm tired of talking about it. Tell these people pull up so we can talk in person. Let's handle this thing for real. Yep. But with that being said, look, Terry is valuable here. I said a video this morning where a guy was talking about how pretty of a deep ball that Hemethy throws. And guess who caught majority of those deep balls? Terry. Mm-hmm. The Browns game where Hemethy was in trouble in the backfield, scrambling around. Guess who came from the other opposite end of the field to give him that outlet? Terry. Mm-hmm. Saints game, same deal. Hemethy's in trouble in the backfield. Guess who comes from the opposite end of the field to give Hemethy an outlet? Terry. I'm not saying Jaden is not capable of doing great without Terry. It's the reason why I call him Hemethy, because he is him. Mm-hmm. But if we're putting all our chips in the basket to win now, Terry's a big part of that win now right now.
Great call,
so
brother.
That's all I got for you guys.
Great call.
Thank you, Jupe. Good call, man. B, how much of this do you think is the team's belief that Jaden will get it done regardless?
I don't know if it's just that. You know, I think when we start hearing about teams that lean very, very much analytically driven, I think they make some mistakes sometimes. Analytics has no feelings, no emotions. Don't understand the feelings and the clutchness a guy may have. All analytics tell you is, guy this age shouldn't get this money. Sometimes you got to see beyond that. That's why I believe analytics only are just the field thing only is wrong.
You got to
have a combination of them.
Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. Diana Rossini is going to join the show in about 20 minutes from The Athletic. Bonnie is in Richmond. Bonnie, how you feeling about Terry?
I love Terry. I really do. And I'm a diehard Steelers fan, but I started watching the Commanders last year because of Jaden Daniels and Terry. Oh, my God. I never enjoyed a game so much in my life. Mm. The man is awesome. They both together are awesome. Keep them together. Give them this money. If not, if I had the money, I would give it to him. If right. I was the owner of the Steelers, I would get him. Okay?
All right.
Y'all can pay everybody else. Give Terry his money. Compromise.
Well said, Bonnie. It was the owner of the Steelers paying DK Metcalf so much money that complicated this.
Yeah.
Maybe it's your fault, Bonnie.
But is that what I'm saying? If I was the owner, I would have got Terry. I mean, DK is awesome, too. But when you pair apples and orange, Daniels and Terry, poor Terry went through so many quarterbacks over the years, and he finally got a good quarterback, and then you want to take it away from him? That doesn't make any sense to me.
I'm with you on that, Bonnie.
Appreciate you, Bonnie. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, you
thanks
guys
for listening.
Bye-bye.
Peaches is good. Herb was good, but Peaches and Herb was better. Just saying, man. Just saying.
Have you ever known a person named Herb? I don't think I have. Really?
Yeah.
There you have it. Steve is in Silver Spring. Steve, how you feeling about Terry, dude?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Right, how
are
you?
How you
doing?
Good. Love the show every day.
Thanks, bud.
Thank you. It's just negotiations. This stuff with Terry wanting to be traded and all. It's just negotiations. Like you said, guys, this is our first time really going through it outside of, you know, with some Trent Williams issues and things like that. You know, we just paid everybody. This is negotiation. San Francisco did it last year with Brian Ayuk. Boston, same thing. I want to trade. Remember back 4 or 5 months ago, the guy, Myles Garrett up in Cleveland. I want out of here. You can't win nothing. Boom, boom, boom. That man threw that 140 in his face, and now he lives in the greatest city ever. You know, it's just negotiation, and they'll come to some kind of agreement. You know, I just think it's all business, and they'll pay him. Maybe not. They have a number. They got to look at what Jaden may look at, what they got to pay Jaden after next season. So he's looking at things in its totality. We complained for 20 years about a front office that was here, just paying guys. They were paying guys that were 35, giving them $25 to $30 million. Very fast they do. And now we got a front office who's actually looking at the totality of the organization moving forward. You know, so I appreciate that. All right, guys, I'll continue.
Hey, Steve, real quick, I think I take issue with one thing you said.
I'm sorry.
Did you call Cleveland the best city in the world?
Nah, he's saying it now since he got his money.
I was just referencing Myles Garrett.
Gotcha.
You know, after he got that 140, but before that, he wanted out. They couldn't get a quarterback. They're never going to win. He wanted to trade. And Jimmy has been through that 140 in his face. And
he changed his whole tone.
He changed the whole song. Yeah, I think we can win here. Yeah, this is good old face. This is all about money. Same thing with the boy Fox himself and Calvin Dowd. When Jerry paid that dude. Hey, Mitch, me and you the same age. You remember when Jerry did that to Emmitt?
Yep.
After they won the Super Bowl.
Yep.
He did.
After they won the Super Bowl.
So good call, Steve.
That's Jerry.
Yep.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah. Okay, guys.
Yeah. But the one thing, Jaden's money, the new deal won't hit for how many years, Jay?
I think 29.
So that doesn't have anything to do. Terry's contract, the way that we worked out, would be damn near be over with before Jaden's new deal ever kicks in. You know what I'm saying? You get a 3-year extension based on a 2-year deal. It'll be over with before the other deal kicks in.
Totally. Let's keep these phone lines going. Rusty, our boy Rusty out in Delaware.
What up, Rusty?
Hey, fellas. How you doing today?
We good, man.
Before we get started, I heard Uncle B was writing checks, so I'll give you my address when I get off the call.
Who said I was writing checks?
Somebody said you were going to pay some of Terry's salary, I thought, while I was on hold.
that never happened.
So, I'm here's trying to my get along. Guys, I mean... My thing, guys, is like, you know, I've called and shared this before. I do think that this is the business end of it. I think this will get done. I think I had predicted sometime early July. Obviously, here we are, August. But I'm with the whole dynamic of Terry not being in camp, like save his body. But an interesting perspective, and I know, Jay, you provided some perspective as well. So you guys know I own a power washing company here in Lower Delaware, and we're at a high-profile client today. And he is a suite holder at Northwest Stadium and has been for many, many years. And he and I had a conversation before we got started on this project today about his opinion on this. And, you know, he's much older than me and he's definitely in a different tax bracket. But his whole thing is, you know, this is souring Terry's reputation with the fans. And I know that that's not going, you know, across the board. But from some folks' perspective, it's starting to look like Terry favors himself more than he favors the team. And I understand that he does have to look out for himself in this situation. But, you know, just the perspective from another fan who thinks that this drama is unneeded and causing some fracturing of the fan base, you know, his big thing was, I understand that Terry had a great year and he, you know, we went 12-5, but Terry's not the X factor here. The X factor is a quarterback. Terry was on those same teams that went 4-12 and 3-13 and all of that good stuff. So as long as we have Jaden, it seems to be we could have the Tom Brady approach, because Tom Brady had one legitimate wide receiver his entire career. The rest of the guys he made. So my camp, my side, I think this will get done. I discussed about Michael Strahan skipping camp before years ago and then winning the Super Bowl that year. These veteran guys, you know, Terry and Jaden just met each other last year. Look at the season they had knowing each other for just a few months. They'll get on the same page. I think the deal will get done. But with some, I think it's definitely causing a divide between the player and the fan.
Well, those fans better understand and look at the player and look at what he's done and how he's always been. When if they, they would want nobody to come tell them about trying to get more money at their job, so I think you got to separate the two. It makes no sense.
I agree.
Thank you, Rusty. Appreciate the call.
Yes, sir.
And that Sweetholder, I said it too. He don't make no sense with that.
I think there are some. I get some fans are like, "Oh, Terry is under contract, should just show up."
No,
I just don't think that's realistic.
They got to realize this stuff is not the same as your job. You gotta look at this according to what the rules are and how they stipulate and how they work. This happens in football all the time. Just because it's one somebody on your team, oh, you got a contract. That's like telling the person, tell an athlete, shut up and just play football. That's what that seems like to me. This is his life. He has the right to exhaust every effort to get what the hell he think he deserves and fight for it. Because once he signs, he's going to come out here and give you everything that he wanted. You know, everything that he's always tried to give. Let's stop that crap and try to act like it's what's going on with you. It's totally different. The rules aren't the same.
Tyler's in Richmond. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, what's up? Real quick, I just have two quick points. One, I think that this trade request thing is strictly leverage for a long-term contract extension. Two, both sides appear to be extremely dug in. So I think it's going to come down to, can you meet in the middle, or who's going to blink first?
Hey, Tyler, I agree that the trade request thing is just a leverage thing, but can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Are you in the bathroom? Are you calling us from the bathroom?
Hallway.
I'm on a speakerphone because I'm in a wheelchair.
Oh, all right. Well, appreciate the call, man. Thanks for listening.
No problem.
Take care. Oops.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Let's go to Garfax. Garfax, how you feeling about Terry?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What, man?
Yeah, hey, look, man, to the fans real quick, who the guy who called a couple of calls about Terry showing loyalty to the team. The guy's shown nothing but loyalty to the team since he's been here. And now, why he should be loyalty. He should show loyalty to the team who, from what people are kind of saying,
they kind of don't want to pay him because it's in 2 years he's not going to be worth the crap because he's going to be too old. So the loyalty door should swing both ways. So that would be my comment about that. And I just want to ask you guys' opinion. Y'all in the media, you probably know more than the average fan. Of the three options, what do you think is the biggest hang-up, JP or B. Mitch? The AAV number, the guaranteed money number, or the length of contract due to Terry's age? Which you know, each one of you, what do you think? Maybe y'all know. I don't know.
From what I'm hearing, it's basically the AAV.
And I think it's the age, right? Like, organizationally, they clearly think the age is a factor, and Terry's side of things wants to say, no, it's not. Here's the reasons why. It's all kind of tied together.
Yeah. Okay. So the other thing is, what do you guys, somebody just kind of touched on it. I'm sure they, although they would never come out and say it. Do you think what percentage factors in for the organization, the fact that they, at the end of the day, they've got number five, like the guy kind of mentioned, the Patriots, they never broke the bank on receivers for Tom Brady because at the end of the day, they had number 12. Do you think
like, they had an exceptional defense too?
Yeah.
We can go back and look at the Tom Brady years now. A lot of times they were in that Super Bowl. If it wasn't for Adam Vinatieri and that defense, they wouldn't have won those games. As much as we want to give Tom all the credit.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. I'm sure that is factoring into their decisions on paying this guy a whole bunch of money because they think, you know, at the end of the day, we got five, and I'm sure that's part of it. And my last thing I want to say is if I was Terry, once we get this deal done, and I hope they do get it done, I think they will get it done, although it does bother me that he seems to be feeling like he's backed in a corner. He didn't go nuclear yet like Micah Parsons, but he's definitely fired a shot across their bow with the trade demand. So if I was Terry, if I get this thing done, I would get with number 28, number one in our hearts, Daryl Green, and see if maybe every couple of months he could hit me up with a blood transfusion every couple of months, man.
Thanks, buddy.
I played forever.
All right, man.
Thanks, Gary.
I was like, so what if, this is a question, like people always say something about the age of a player, okay? Since you think I'm too old and I'm going to fall off, I'll take the contract you give me. But if I exceed what you think, then I get this amount of money. Would they fall for that? Since you're telling me prove myself. What if it's like, okay, I'll take the 28, but if I come out here and I get your 12, 13 touchdowns again, 1,300 yards, you add $3 million, $4 million to it.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to know, right? I think.
And it's an incentive. And guess what incentives don't do? They don't really count as much against cap.
No, they're not guaranteed either.
They're not guaranteed, but you know what? I'm taking money that's making me happy. But if I prove to be what I thought I could be, pay me for it.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's a direction this thing could go, honestly. I don't know. I do know we're going to talk to Diana Rossini next. I do know there's a bunch of folks on the lines. If you're there, stay there. Now, here's what else I know. If you would like to win some tickets, if you want to go see Voltbeat, right now is the time. Caller number 10, 800-636-1067. You win two tickets to see Voltbeat, greatest of all tours worldwide. Thursday, August 7th at Jiffy Lube Live with special guest Hailstrom. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.